Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and we are beginning another seven-week adventure in doing Bible study together, and we are beginning book one of Acts chapter one. I just wanted to say a few words just to make a recording for today. I was thinking today how God gives me things. He shows me stuff in His Word. I shouldn't say stuff, but He reveals truth in His Word. And as I learn truth in the Word, I'm called to pass it on to others. I thought about that because I know that twice in the Bible, Theophilus is mentioned. He's mentioned in the book of Luke, at the beginning of Luke, and here we see him again at the beginning of Acts. And one of the things that I do know that there's only two places in the Bible where he's mentioned, and so all the other information about him is just a matter of speculation. It's not really biblically that we can ascertain. But one thing I do know that I can ascertain from both Luke and also Acts is that Luke, Dr. Luke, the Gentile, cared enough to want to pass on to another person what he had learned from the Lord. And we have to do that. That's what we're called to do. And, you know, Luke himself was not a Jewish man, but even the Jewish ones were told before, you know, that they were to do this. They were to pass on the revelation so that people could know the truth about who God was. In the Old Testament, in the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy 6:7 says, "You shall teach them," meaning the law of Moses, "to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise." Another place we can find in the book of Psalms, Psalm 78:4, "We do not hide them from their children, but tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and His might and the wonders that He has done." I've heard it said, you know, that we're only one generation away from people not even knowing about the Lord. And I've heard people, I know is one on this line, that she has interactions with a lot of people who come. She's a driver, and she comes in contact with a lot of people, and she speaks about, some people don't even know, like, the meaning of these holidays, Christmas and Easter or things like that. They don't know what it means. And so that means that someone did hide it from them, their children. They were not told about Jesus and what He has done. Proverbs 22:7 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and even when he's old, he will not depart from it." We are to train it. It doesn't mean that, you know, kids don't go through their stuff, which they do. Any of you who have raised up teenagers, you know that this is a true occurrence, that we have those times of rebellion. But God wants to give us hope that all is not lost, that even when they might go through periods like that, there will be times when they will remember the things that were said to them. In Isaiah 38:19, the living, he thanks you as I do this day. The Father makes known to the children your faithfulness. We want to leave a legacy for our children of our faithfulness. But let me pray. Father, we thank you for the example of Luke and his friend Theophilus, how he was so wanting to pass on to him the things that he was learning, even giving details of those things. Father, help us to have that same heart. Someone did it for us. They did. They taught us about Jesus. And we were in a place where we needed to hear it. And so, Father, we don't know who right nearby might need to hear about, your son Jesus. And let us, Lord, rise above our own selfishness and be there for another. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray. Amen. And amen.